So as many of you may remember, last year, at the beginning of last year, I was struggling with my back. I couldn't do anything. Standing hurted. Sitting hurt. The only thing I could do was lay down. I was missing a lot of work. And I started, no one knew what it was. I was seeing a neurologist. They were doing testing, found out that it was a disc that didn't need surgery, but because of a reactive nerve issue, it just wouldn't calm down. I was trying to work. I worked with special needs children, typically between 2 and 3. And I went to work and I'm like, God, I know you called me here. I'm gonna get this done. And it just got harder and harder. And I was like, okay, I just have to make it to the first injection. They did a steroid epidural injection. The first one didn't work very well. And then I was like, I need to make it to the second one. This is just another obstacle. I can keep doing this. The second one started working. I was able to do my job, but children have this fun thing of, if they don't want to do what you want them to do, they drop on you, especially if you're holding their hand. And so the repeated motion of that would aggravate it. And I began to realize that this wasn't an obstacle, it was a door closing. And that was hard. So I began looking. I don't have a degree. I had tried school, I tried to work and do school, and I failed classes and I just couldn't make it work. So I knew I couldn't get another job without a degree. And I prayed, I was like, God, if I do this, I have to go to school full time. And to go to school full time meant I was not providing money for our family. I was already relying on my parents to help me with rent. I was already getting food from the food bank. I was having to decide which bills to pay and which bills not to pay. And I'm like, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'll do it. So I ended up finding a school called Academy for Allied Health, and I was gonna start in September. I was gonna keep working until then. And then one day I was working with a child, and they dropped on me. And I was laying on the floor, and the nurse had an ice pack, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And I said, Lord, you're gonna have to provide. And so I started door dashing in between, and it was kind of a relief. I was actually doing better. My back wasn't hurting as much, and he made sure I had enough to feed my family. On September 18th, the day I turned 30, I started at the school, and I walked in, and there were scriptures on the wall, and there was so, you could just feel his presence there. The owner, he spoke openly about his beliefs and about the school. The school was not necessarily a Christian-based school, but he was very much there. My fellow classmates came from every walk of life. And most of us were broken. Most of us were looking for a second chance. And so I was like, this is where I'm meant to be. Every morning before we started class, we prayed. There was an opportunity for a Bible study if you wanted to. Before every test, we prayed. And it was filled with him. And the teachers made sure that we were learning more than just how to take care of people, but how to build people up. Once we started approaching Christmas, I started getting the dread in my stomach again, because the military 9/11 bill does not pay when you're not in school. And so I knew I'd have to DoorDash, and I was gonna have to miss time with my daughter over the holidays. And then I got about a week before, and I wouldn't really be able to provide much for Christmas for her. I knew it was going to be a small Christmas. And about a week or so before Christmas, I got two text messages from separate people of the church asking me to meet them. And they had Christmas cards to give me. And in those Christmas cards were such a blessing, because it meant not only could I provide food for my children, daughter, I could spend time with her, I could rest, and I could celebrate the Christmas season and not have to worry about my electric being turned off or only eating sandwiches. It was such a blessing, and I'm thankful for that. And I started moving into the next season of the class, and it just got more and more fulfilling and more and more. I didn't feel like I was being beaten down anymore. I felt like I was finally rising. And started clinicals, and I was hoping that that would be the place. Typically, when you start clinicals, a lot of times they'll hire you right then and there. But I got there and I realized this wasn't going to be the place. They didn't have the means to hire me. And because they could barely keep their hours, I was not going to complete my hours before school ended and before the money ran out. And I was like, Lord, I'm going to keep going, and I'm just going to trust you, because you provide. We've never not eaten. We've never not had a house over our head. We've never not had clothes on our backs. And then I realized, yes, I had the faith to trust that he would provide, but I think at this time he was calling me to reach beyond that and to ask for help. I hadn't asked my family. I knew they would give the clothes off their backs, but they were already giving me so much. They didn't really have much more to give. And I knew the church would would help, but I have this really bad thing of where if I feel like I'm inconveniencing somebody, I will back off, or I'll just kind of downplay it, and I'm working on it. And I realized I needed help, and I reached out to Sean, and I said, I just need to make it to the next paycheck, because God has provided an amazing job for me. I work at the Chattanooga Heart Institute now, but I had to make it 2 weeks before we saw a paycheck. And electric was due. They had already turned it off once, and they extended it by the grace of God, but I didn't have anything else to give. And they gave me more than enough to make it those 2 weeks, because that's what we do. That's what this church does. And that's how God provides, through us. And I'm so thankful for that. I've never felt him so much more. And that doesn't mean that I wasn't worried. That doesn't mean that I didn't kind of be like, okay, I know you're providing, but I'm gonna need it sooner. But God wanted me to make that step to ask. He wanted me to go beyond that and be willing to put myself out there. And now, not each paycheck, we're rising above. It's not perfect, but for us it is. And I'm just beyond thankful for that.